brought to you by Penguin.
What Have I Done? An honest memoir about surviving postnatal mental illness. Written and read by me, Laura Dockrell. Author's note. I very nearly didn't write this book. It scares me to death. Revisiting the messy pain of what happened. It's a lot of what the fuck was all that about, but also a lot of holding on to myself, thinking, wow, that was close. I've seen something I can't unsee. Trauma can make you fragile and vulnerable, and shame can stalk you in its wake. You become a sort of mental health police officer, trying to identify and assess the slightest thing that might trigger your symptoms, troubleshooting your days so as to not upset your delicate equilibrium. Writing about my postpartum psychosis is like stepping into a field full of landmines with a blindfold on. Perhaps your first year of motherhood was what you expected, but it certainly wasn't for me. Having a baby almost ruined my life. I soon realised that I'm not alone. So many women have related to some degree. Many mums feel they push their personalities out of their bodies along with their baby. They feel lost and are trying to somehow put their old selves back together. And nobody warns us. The story of motherhood goes well beyond mine. From miscarriage, child loss, termination for medical reasons, TFMR, adoption, surrogacy, parents unable to conceive, IVF, there are many different paths to becoming a mother. I recognise I am lucky. To be able to have a child is lucky, and I want to acknowledge that I write this from the vantage point of privilege. I'm not trying to play the violin here, but I want to use my position of being a middle-class, healthy white woman with a supportive partner and family close by living in the UK, where the healthcare system is exceptional compared to most parts of the world, and pregnancy and birth are generally safe, to help bring attention to postnatal mental health. And what even makes you a mother anyway? It is not found alone inside the simple act of carrying and birthing a child, I can tell you that. It took me ages to understand that I was a mum. In fact, it's something I'm still trying to understand. There is a stigma surrounding postnatal mental health. There is silence. I'm telling my version of events to add my voice to the wider conversation that needs to grow around women's health experiences. To get better, I needed everything from medication, a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist, midwives, the NHS, and lots of support from my family and friends. My partner Hugo says if he could share one piece of advice from our experience, it is this: speak up. Talk about what you're experiencing. A lot of the problem with any mental health illness is about finding the vocabulary to articulate what you are going through. So trust your loved ones and talk to them. They know you better than anybody. They know who you are. This book might contain triggers that could be sensitive to some listeners. As I've said, landmines are everywhere. I had never experienced any kind of mental health issue or illness up until the birth of my son, so I know as well as anyone that it could happen to anybody and it does not discriminate. You are not immune from mental illness. The spectrum is vast and kaleidoscopic, and we are all on it. If you find some of this book hard to hear, then please ask for help. There is no weakness in taking responsibility for your health. The bravest thing a person can do is ask for help. Prologue. It was my first Mother's Day. I woke up alone and confused in starched white sheets in a bed that wasn't mine. The room was officey with a homely touch, kind of Premier Inn meets hospital ward, cream walls and a navy blue carpet, a sink, a mirror, a wardrobe, a desk, a chair, a TV, a small chest of drawers, a bathroom, a framed photograph of a hot air balloon floating up above fields in a blue sky. There was no Hugo. The door to the room was ajar, and I peered in, watching me. I didn't recognise the face it belonged to. I was bleeding, my scar was raw and sore, and my boobs were full of milk. Is this a hell hotel? Have I done something really terrible? I feel like I have. Is this a posh prison? An asylum? It was as though I'd been returned to the world from a blackout, like I'd been on a serious bender for the past month, and this was the what the hell did I do last night moment times a million.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?